Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here at our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. Great place to be. A lot of activity today. People going here and going there and coming in some cases. But right now, we're going to run up to Boyne City. We're going to spend a little time with Peyton Hines. She is the president of the Northern Lakes Economic Alliance, and I might say the somewhat still wet behind the ears new director of that organization. How are you doing, Peyton?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Chris?
Really good. Like I tell people, I haven't had a bad day in 49 years. So,
that's great.
Yeah, things are good. It's a bit of a streak. Let's see if we can't not break that streak today.
Okay.
Let's refresh everybody, Peyton, a little bit on what NLEA is.
Sure. Northern Lakes Economic Alliance is a regional public-private economic development organization. We have existed for 40 years in our region, and we continue to provide excellent economic development services to our communities and businesses across the region.
Yeah, and this is a nice coalition of a pretty widespread area. Peyton, give us a little bit on you because you are new there. Tell us a little bit about your career path and how you wound up here.
Sure. My background, I've spent my career really focused on some aspect of economic development through my career. Most recently worked with the Michigan Office of Rural Prosperity as the Director of Policy and Strategic Initiatives, and there worked across state and federal agencies to coordinate around policies and programs to more effectively serve our rural communities and businesses. Prior to that, I was with a national nonprofit leading their Michigan operations and providing direct support to communities through really navigating through redevelopment tools.
You've got a lot of background in that economic development field then.
Yeah. And on a personal note, I come from a family of business owners. And so just grew up in the family business and grew up just always talking about what's happening in the business and, you know, how are we looking to grow? So it's always been a part of my world. And I'm excited to be with an organization where, you know, we're waking up every day thinking about the issues our communities and our businesses might be facing and how we support them.
You know, I would say having that dual perspective, growing up in a business family, you're empathetic with your clients who are the business trying to grow.
And absolutely.
Good. That's a really good combination. It really is. So what excites you about NLEA? What brought you there?
Yeah, well, NLEA is actually in my backyard, which was also very convenient. But what really excites me about our region is that we have such diversity in our businesses, and we're really blessed to have the natural assets and natural beauty in our region, which has, of course, contributed to a really strong tourism industry, outdoor rec industry, value-added agriculture. And then we continue to maintain a really strong manufacturing base in our region as well. So just nice diversity, a lot of opportunity, and just presents a lot of great opportunities in our region to continue to thrive.
So Peyton, it's a little new to ask you, you know, how did 23 go? But let's talk a little bit about 24. Do you come in with any ideas of what your plan of work will be, what excites you, what are your projects ahead?
Of course, continuing the great work that staff are already doing and providing direct services to businesses. But one of the things top of my list for this year is completing a comprehensive strategic planning process. And our board is really interested in doing this as well. Just kind of taking a step back and looking at where we are today, how has the world of economic development changed, and what can we do moving forward to really be most impactful and most supportive of our businesses and communities?
Well, you know, this is one of the real assets for your kind of dual perspective of business. And that is that, you know, as a business person in the past, that that business climate changes about 7% per annum.
Mm-hmm.
So the strategic planning process, I would assume you're going to revisit again in a couple of years.
Yes, absolutely. You'll have to check back in later in the year. We're hoping to, in 2025, launch into implementation of the 3-year plan.
Peyton, tell me a little bit about the process. We've got about a minute left. Who all's involved in that and how is it going to be implemented?
Yeah, well, we'll be looking internally, of course, and talking with staff, talking with the board, but also wanting to be really deliberate in doing external outreach to our business leaders and community leaders across the region. So making sure we're having a variety of different points of input from all of them to really help us define our strategic direction. So hopefully we can wrap up that planning process by December and launch into January.
All right. And then we'll be back with you then to find out the results of all that, eh?
I hope you will be.
Peyton, thanks so much. Peyton Hines is the president, executive director of the Northern Lakes Economic Alliance in Point City. And thanks for joining us. Keep up the good work and good luck. We'll be with you every step of the way.
Thanks for having me. Great to see you, Chris.
You've been listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.